very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello and welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us qualify for an Olympic team.
Which only...
Guys, it's like we were just together.
It is. I feel like we've run out of things to talk about, and yet I'm confident we haven't.
Here we are. I feel good that there's plenty to go over today.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about still.
Yeah.
I do miss being able to like heckle audience members, though. That was so fun.
Yeah, that was the biggest comment we got from everyone was, wow, Ashley really heckles the audience.
Yeah.
Well, and
or the
guests.
Skaters that come in.
Yeah, the guests. You're in trouble, first thing you say.
Mm-hmm. I was listening back to the Amber interview, and as I was listening to myself, I was thinking, oh my god, her father is in the audience, and one day he's going to kill all of us.
Well, Adam,
for
first.
How we've mistreated his child.
I met him.
We
I
both
met him
did.
Is he
at,
so
at
nice?
Yes, he's super nice. He I was like, you it. Know, I was just kidding, and I was like, I didn't know that.
Not a clue.
Yeah,
I love her... that he felt the need to clarify, though, just in case.
Yes, he did want...
I feel like he's probably read wrong a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an armed man, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, understandable.
It's hard to read, you know?
No, he's he's the number one Glenhead in the nation, and I just wanted to like set things right before we set foot on international soil, and we did.
Of course, right.
Yeah, yeah. I know it is weird to just have like normal audio that might sound good the whole time, the whole
it
episode.
Click. Yeah. It'll be interesting. I hope our audience doesn't mind that this audio is good.
Will you guys forgive us?
Sorry.
Wait, did you see we did get one comment on our Spotify that was like, this is so bad. Please fix it.
Wait, on which episode? Like, that could be about any of them.
Right.
It's so true. No, on the last episode where we lost power and then the police came to get Adam.
I mean, right. It clicked Wait. For like 2 minutes. We're sorry. The power went out and you couldn't hear that because it didn't record because there was no power.
Well, also, wait, can we just talk about something quickly that we never got to mention was that like at Winterfest, they were so gracious to let us use their speakers, which would not for the life of us hook up to the soundboard.
It and didn't actively didn't want
no.
to.
No. Yeah. And so we were trying to figure out how to do that, but like there was this clicking and the speakers were behind us, so they were like going into the microphones. So we struggled a bit with that. And the reason that we didn't have our normal speaker is because Ashley was turned away at the Nantucket local airport.
I walked in because this is the first time I've had to travel with my speaker. It's like the speaker I use for Skate and Sculpt. And so I didn't have anything for it. And then Alex was like, what about this Ace Hardware box? And it was...
It all felt right.
It looked really fine.
It looked fine. But like, and it wasn't even that it was too big. It was that the shape of it wasn't necessarily the shape of a suitcase. It was deep. Mm. And so it had wheels and it had like a plastic handle. So I roll up and the girl checking people in just goes, oh no, honey.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And
no.
Then she offers to bring out a tape measure. Just be like, I can check just
no.
in case.
No.
Like, if you're already
you
starting
already
this conversation,
know.
Like let's not do more than either of us need to.
But then no. Ashley,
straight
I, you know,
back
she's
to
like,
the car.
Straight back. She said, I can't take it on the plane. It was turned around. And I was thinking like, okay, it must have been bulky or whatever. And then Ashley sent us a photo from the plane where it looked like she was just in a crowded Uber.
Yeah. I was in the back of a van.
An Uber in the air.
Yeah.
Uber
it's a
air.
Way too regular form of transportation that I'm forced to take.
No, it was insane because in the photo, you could see the pilot.
No, truly, sometimes on these flights, you sit next to the pilot.
Nope.
And I keep on telling people that, like, I've been asked to pull mm-hmm. a lever, and I'm not, that's not even a bit. Like, we were descending upon Lake Placid back when I was, like, dating this bobsledder, and the pilot looked over at me and was like, can you pull this lever? And I said,
what?
No. Yes, I'm not kidding. That's not a bit.
I don't like that.
What was
I
the lever?
The plane. It was up. Called. It was the end of my relationship.
That was the lever.
Yeah, the lever the was ejection a breakup
button.
So I think this is over.
Yeah, this is the end. For the last straw was the lever.
So yeah, those were our speakers, and then we had to buy a speaker on Amazon, and that speaker is actually still sitting in the hotel. And I have to figure out how to get it sent back to Amazon, but the hotel is not interested in helping. So
yeah, if anyone knows anyone in St. Louis, USSR, let us mm-hmm. know, because we need some
hook
help
a girl
returning
up,
something
nice
to Amazon.
And I can't stay on my credit card.
Speaking of the USSR, congratulations to the U.S. men's Olympic team from the Soviet Union.
Interesting. Yeah.
The 2020 Junior World's men's team. I think that's so cute.
It is very cute.
It's just amazing, to Adam's point. It's three first-generation Americans from Soviet defections.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone was like trying to basically say, like, look at these guys, they're all Russians trying to claim them. And I saw someone defending our boys in the comments being like, it's not a good thing that their parents defected. That's
right, like,
bad.
Why
for
are
you
bragging that three Russian children, which they're not all Russian, by the way, but like,
yeah,
I mean, or their parents didn't all skate for Russia is what I should say.
Yes.
But it's not a good thing that all of them went to go skate for the United States. That's like, yeah, not something I would brag about necessarily. No. Yeah.
Well, you take what you can get, I think.
I do feel
especially when you're not allowed to compete.
I do feel like Russia's influence was present in the women's event with all the clean programs.
Yes.
Well, but it sucked the air out of the men's event, huh? Not men's, pairs.
The pairs event. Yeah, it was the same event. Night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. The USSR was nowhere to be seen in the pairs event, unfortunately.
Well, the USSR said, we don't claim this.
They said,
they're not claiming the skaters in the US.
Tear
pairs
this
event.
Wall down.
No immigrant defectors here.
Tear down this wall.
Mr. Gorbachev.
Mr. Gorbachev.
So, I mean, I think, okay, we have an Olympic team. Do we want to talk through each discipline? I mean, the women's team, I don't know what there is to talk through. The women, Amber, Alyssa, Isabeau. I do think that it would be good to figure out a way to refer to all of them without saying all three names. So just putting that out there.
A Lamborghini. A Lambrobo.
Lamborghini. Lambo.
Great. Lambo.
Lambo. But yeah, I don't know that there's really anything to talk about with those girls.
No. They made it easy. Clear cut. Excellent work.
You really could call them a Lambo. That actually works.
Yeah, a Lambo.
Yeah.
Lambo.
No, listen, it's the end of my day, and there was some slow processing going on, but that works.
Yeah,
Alyssa
we
Burr. A Lambo.
A Lambo?
I'll stop
what happened
thinking.
To...
yeah. Okay, and then...
Well, we can talk about Alyssa confirming that Adam is a witch and knew that she was going to go back to this program.
Listen,
you're right. I did not need the confirmation that he was a witch, but I was amazed at your psychic abilities, Adam.
I'm gonna tell you this, as like, I have dealt with trying to negotiate with somebody who's, how old is she? Is she a teenager?
No.
20.
I think she's 20.
Okay, yeah. I've negotiated with a 20-year-old woman before, and what you need to do is, like, I think at the beginning of the season was like, I'm going to do Gaga, and it wasn't right and it didn't work. And she had to prove it to herself that it was going to work and that she mm-hmm. could do it. And now, as much as she wants to pretend like, oh, I don't care and whatever, we all know she does care. And she wants to put, I think, the best thing that she can forward. And that is going to be the MacArthur Park. And she knows better than anyone that her hair was silver, her dress was silver, the medal was silver.
But her hair is staying that color.
Yeah, but the dress will change.
The dress will change. I wonder if she's going to go back to
her hair.
Gold, silver. Oh, that hair is going to be untoned by
It will
the
be gold by the time we get to Milan.
Without a doubt in my mind. I would love for that not to be the case.
Will bode well for her medal chances. I wonder if she's going to go back to the same gold dress or if she would potentially get a new gold dress, which I think would be exciting.
I think Lisa wouldn't allow it.
No, gold?
No. Like, Lisa wouldn't allow the same gold dress at the Olympics.
Oh,
she's
okay.
going to probably steal the current gold dress so that she can't wear it.
Yeah, you'll go out there naked before you go out there in an old dress.
Oh, you think she's going to get a new gold dress?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not? Yeah. It's Olympics.
She needs to.
Right. Why not drop 100K on dresses?
I mean, Deanna Stellato is doing it.
Yeah.
The Dudek is gone as of Canadian Nationals, by the way.
True.
Mm-hmm. We can get to that. But I wonder if Alyssa does the free skate in the team event, if she would potentially do one of each program.
I thought of that too.
One of each program would be insane.
It'd be fun.
I mean, she just like, is skating around anyway. So,
but if anyone were to be like, oh, I'll just do both, she's probably only person.
Yes, yeah. She's the only person that could do that.
And there's time between the team event and the women's event. It's not like
for
men
and
dance.
Get in shape with MacArthur Park.
Well, it's not like men and dance where like she doesn't have any time to turn around. Like she could practice MacArthur Park for, you know, a full week before, more than that. Before she has to do it. So who knows? I think that could be fun. Why not?
I mean, why not? And also, I think the layout was almost the same.
Yeah.
If not exactly the same.
Yeah, I don't think the layouts are so different.
I feel like the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Hot take. Okay. Do we want to move on to...
Should we go right into the... Okay, let's do dance.
No, what were you going
to
say?
I was like, should we go right to the men?
Oh, we can go to the men. I mean, the way that it shook out to me felt like that was right based on what we are given at U.S. Championships. Do you guys agree?
You mean that the selection was correct?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed. I can't believe still that happened to Jason Brown, though. I really I've never seen him skate like that. I mean, we've seen him have some tough skates, even at a pre-Olympic Nationals, 8 years ago, but never like that. I was just, when he fell on the first axel, I thought, okay, he's gonna, maybe he'll struggle with the axels, maybe both of them, but otherwise, he'll get it together. And, you know, I went on, my soapbox on our live show being like his scores are, you know, almost irrelevant if he's within the top five, which I stand by. I think that would have been true. He just wasn't within the top five because he didn't just have trouble with the axles. And I was just really, really hard to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me feels like it was a little bit divine intervention because I do think that this was the one scenario in which the people that were vying for that third spot that we understood to be going after it, this was the way that it made sense for this team to exist. I couldn't have seen it really coming together any other way.
Yeah.
Jason had to be so disastrously low.
I agree that for the max of it all, this is the divine intervention part of it. But it was Jason, a little all season, but really this week, just was not, obviously just not where he needed to be this week. He needed to skate. I mean, I'm going to say the stupidest thing ever, better.
It
just felt like he couldn't find his footing, even in the short program. Just he made it through the axel, but just uncharacteristic mistakes with the triple, and then the free skate, aside from the jumps, it just felt like he wasn't in his own boots.
Yeah. It looked like an out of body experience. And everyone has had this kind of a skate at some point in their career.
Yeah.
Having it be at the senior level is kind of shocking because at this point, like, we know how to kind of string it together and like get the job done to a degree. I mean, we've already said this. I just don't think any of us have ever seen him skate like that.
No.
Which is just really unfortunate. My heart breaks for him.
Mine too. But, you know, it doesn't take anything away from him as his skater career. Or his career or anything like that.
I do think it's like, it's a tough position for, you know, U.S. figure skating to be put in, to see that one of their most inconsistent skaters, Andrew Torgashev, skated just
the most consistent of his life. Yeah.
And so they really did not have a choice, you know, about putting him on the team. He was undeniable. He made it undeniable for them, which, good for him. That's the point. That's why you go. That's what you're supposed to do when you show up. But I'm sure that there was, you know, a lot of really like, not about him specifically, just about leaving Jason off in favor of, you know, two guys who are relatively untested. And like, you know, Max is relatively untested in these big environments. Like, Andrew has been tested and hasn't gone well. Like, you know, so I'm sure. And I think like making Jason the first alternate for the team, even when he was eighth at Nationals, tells me like they really wished they could have had him there and they just couldn't find a way to justify it.
You know,
he was a big part of the conversation, without a doubt, of what are we going to do here and what's going to happen if we do it. And as someone who's been named to the team in a like unconventional way, part of me feels like if he were to be named to the team, the shitstorm that would have come his way, like, as much as you want to be on the team, that's amazing. But like, there is a fallout that is awful. I've never had so many people tell me to go kill myself than when I was named to the team over Mirai. And, you know, when you think about how Max skated great, I don't want to take away from Max, but how like this whole situation, there's this emotional tug that a lot of people are also responding to, and to put Jason over that, Jason, the way people would have reacted, like, you don't want that either. It would have been really rough. Even if it wasn't between him and Jason.
I think it's worse that it was between him and Jason. Do think that doesn't help, because there's just, like you said, there's an emotional pull for people, like, a, you know, a story that people want to root for. And he skated better. And so we're gonna throw him, what, as an alternate when, you know, he showed up and did something that arguably is much harder than it was for everybody else. You know, emotionally, like,
and trajectory wise, he had done a senior B that he had done very well at, like, not too long ago. Like, he was able to show some sort of like upward trajectory and then improved upon that here at the US Championships. Like, it's all, you know, completely justified to like how it has shaken out. I will also say that, like, seeing Torgashev in comparison to like a Max and to Moki, to see the like the three of them go, there is like a finesse and there is like a smoothness to Torgashev that like Max and Tomoki have not yet achieved. Torgashev was, and obviously just aside from the way that he skated, but the way that he was able to complete the elements and skate the program, it was like the best we've ever seen him. And by comparison, it did seem like it was like another level.
I mean, Torgashev at his best is in a different league. I think that's just what we saw. Like, his elements, his skating skills, the way he moves through a program, it's just another level. And it was nice to see him because we all know he's capable of that. It's just like, when is he going to do that? And it typically is at US Championships.
Yeah, exactly. So it showed up right on time, right when we predicted.
Love to see it.
So I don't know. I'm really happy for all of the guys who made it. And I do feel really badly for Jason at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, that's tough. And I feel badly for Tomoki too. It's like, he skated really well all season. And I feel like he, you know, his scores took a while to come in the free skate, where it was like, huh, what are we doing here? And then he, interestingly, is just 2 points behind Max. And, you know, but again,
Miss Hamada was right. She doesn't know how, she has no clue how American politics work.
Yeah. But, you know, well, like, yeah, again, like, Tomoki's elements can be like he suffers with the GOE. He needed to be perfect. Ashley said this before the men's event that like he's not going to gain a lot of extra points in the GOE. Like he's going to get his base value spins. Like he got out of the kiss and cry and he like he's in the kiss and cry. He turns to me. He's like, my spins were better. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I think Max has some GOE things too.
Totally.
But I think, you know, we talk about this all the, like we've talked about this a million times, like the moments matter, in your components and even a little bit in your GOE. And I think Max and Tomoki both skated well, not like perfect, but well, and you know, this is just how it shook out. So, really happy for them. They did name Jason to the Four Continents and World Teams, and he has already, he's not going to go to Four Continents.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I think he probably would go to Worlds. I mean, I haven't spoken to him, but that seems like he would.
I don't think so.
I just wouldn't want to end my career on the skate that he just had.
My emotional response is like, I'm not going to go and get you another spot. I'm not going to go save your ass again.
Well, I think
I
it's more about
him. I just
wouldn't
want to end my career on the skate that he just had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley's already thinking of it in terms of I'd tap out. It'd be like.
Well, it's more just like, I agree with what you're saying, Sarah. I think that's a good point. I don't think of this in connection to his career. I think that this is going to be such a little blip on the radar, and he's done so many other things that just shine so bright that I'm not worried about him. If he were to end with this, I would be okay because he has so many other moments. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
no,
you're right.
No, I understand. I understand. I mean, I remember like this would be a moment where it'd be like, I'll never do Triple Axel again. And you'll just see me in the shows. When I finished at US Nationals and was like on the Olympic team, I don't know if I said it out loud to Raphael, but I definitely said it. It was like the last quadruple jump I will ever try in my entire life was just out there on that ice. You will never see me in the air. You barely ever saw me in the air 4 times. Now you'll never really see me in the air 4 times.
Yeah. I mean, right. I don't know. I wouldn't be, I guess either direction wouldn't shock me. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if he's like, I want one more skate. And maybe there will be no triple axels in the skate. Who knows?
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
There's no requirements of that. Like, or, you know, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he's like, you know, to Ashley's point, if he's like, I'm good. I'll see you in the shows. I'm like going to go
he
get
is
paid.
Kinder than me, though. So do wonder.
We're all just
if
like,
kindness will get him to Prague.
I mean, I would take a ticket to Prague.
I would. But you know,
maybe we'll go
train. I don't know. So anyway, good for the men. I think there's a lot being talked about with Max's story and how much it's being talked about in the media. I, as a member of the media myself in various ways, I will just say that I think this is the sort of thing that media really struggles to find a balance with, just really struggles to find a balance with. And some of that is just, you know, the human nature of viewers and readers is that, you know, these kinds of stories attract a lot of interest, and for better or worse, that's just, you know, like morbid curiosity that humans have. And media companies respond to that. I think there's also partial, and you could make an argument that getting more people to click on an Olympic story is like better for the overall Olympic team and Olympic movement, right? You could make that argument. You could also, you know, the other struggle with balance is that, you know, when an athlete has something, you know, that's very emotional as part of their story and they want to talk about it and they want it to be part of their story, it's hard to gauge exactly like what is too much and what's not. And I think that like skating audiences are so familiar with Max's story, like people who are more hardcore skating fans, like people mm-hmm. listening to this podcast, that it feels probably more like overkill to us than it would to someone who's has no idea about this story. That's not to say that it was done perfectly by anyone this weekend. It's just, I'm just saying that it's a really, really difficult thing to cover something like that in a way that honors the experience of the person who wants to talk about it and wants to make it part of their story, and to not make it the only thing in their story. I think yeah. it's just, you know, with limited airtime or whatever it may be, it's just like tough. So,
yeah.
And I expect that there will be some, I think people see what people say on social media after an event like this. They see what people say about the coverage. And I do think, you know, and hope that there would be some introspection about, okay, was that the way we did it exactly right? Should we reconsider certain things, you know, when we get to the Olympic stage or whatever? But, and that's for like someone like an NBC, but overall, we should expect that we will see this story everywhere.
Right.
Yep.
Like, well, general, and, you know, 4-year media, casual yes. media that doesn't cover it's, sports year round and shows up for the yeah. Olympics, this is going to be like a magnet.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and also, like, it is important to note that all those, like, arrival interviews, athletes have a choice to say mm-hmm. yes or no. And so, like you're saying, Sarah, it's a balance. And he is given a lot of power in this situation to kind of navigate how he feels is healthiest for him. That does exist.
Yes. I think, like, mm-hmm. right now also, it's just important for, like, this might feel like, it does feel like too much sometimes, but like, I think that we live in a day and age now where, especially Max, there are so many people around him who are there, like, protecting him and making sure yep. that things are being funneled through properly. And I think it's also important for him that he wants to share this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because, you know, like Ashley's saying, like, these arrival interviews and a lot of them, they're asking him if it's okay, if they can do this. And
often they'll let you know what they're asking.
They almost yes. always do.
Especially in these circumstances, with a circumstance with yeah. his. Nobody's trying to get a gotcha with him.
No.
Not saying that nobody will. But I think that the people around him, US Figure Skating, the USOPC, his whole team are going to be very careful, and everything will go through them. And he's only going to be doing things that he is comfortable with, because it is part of his story. It's an amazing, mm-hmm. like, it's a horrible story that he has now turned into an amazing story.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who have, like, lost their parents and have lost the motivation to continue doing things. And here's somebody who's, like, now made an Olympic team 1 year later.
Right.
Yeah. It's a story.
It's an incredible story of, like, resilience and perseverance, and people should know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also, like, I think last note here is he was good enough to be named to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I think the story gets a lot of focus, but he was not named to the team because of this story. He was named to the team because he showed up when it counted and was the right person.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting is that I think his parents would be a big part of his story had there been no plane crash as well, because they coach yep. him, and they mm-hmm. were an Olympic team themselves that achieved at a very high level. You know, yep. his parents are world champions. And so I think that would have been a big part of the story, regardless of what had happened. And obviously it's turned into a much sadder story than it would have been otherwise. But yeah, so I would just say, try to take, like, the media coverage of Max with a grain of salt, because having been behind the scenes, at least on the TV side, you know, the people who work on those shows care a lot about the athletes, and they're not mm-hmm. like, I know those people, and they're not trying to go overboard. But it is really, really hard to, like, find the right balance. And we've all
yeah.
who have worked on that kind of show been there, of like, what's too much, what's too little, how do we talk about this and be sensitive and also highlight it in the right way that the athlete's asking us to. So mm-hmm. anyway, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit.
That's such an important point. To the dance.
To the dance.
To the dance.
So the free dance.
You take it away, Sarah. I shouldn't. I don't. It's because I've been commentating.
Ashley,
I'm like jumping in.
No, Ashley, you should jump in. You're like the biggest commentator Japan has ever seen.
Yeah. You're the hottest off the mic.
Actually, no. For the dance commentating, I was just calling people out to the ice, and Ben Augusto was calling the event. Thank God.
So you were
He's
learning
so good
the most.
At covering dance. I love listening to his commentary.
Yeah. So if anything, you have learned way more about ice dance than we have in the last week.
He also is such a little, like, not gossip, but like he...
Gossip.
And I love it. He loves the drama. How about that?
Yeah.
The gossip sounds like he's doing something bad. He's just no. like, he's a Bravo mom.
He's
ice dancer's body.
He's like a fan of the sport. Like he's in it and he's a commentator and he's a coach and he's a Olympic medalist and he's a fan. You know what I mean?
Yes. And he will like scoot up, he'll sit down and the way he drops into a seat, I always know something's coming my way. He drops so fast and I'm like, ooh, what? And he'll scoot his chair and he'll be like, you have no idea what I just heard. And I'm like,
so
I don't.
Funny.
I love it.
Love I got
Ben.
So many little tidbits and it's juicy.
And he's just
nothing
so
illegal
good.
Though. Don't worry, guys.
And he's just so good at the commentary.
Yeah. He's great. He loves his skaters. He loves every single one of them. Mm-hmm. There's not a like spiteful comment at all. But he can be shady, and I love that.
Yeah.
Well, he's like giving it to us real, and we need to be taught the real things.
Yeah. He had a couple of Shibatani comments where I'm listening to him going, "Hoo!"
Well, he had a comment where it's like, what did he say? Like
they used to be the best in the world. I don't feel like they are anymore, or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Which is not mean.
It's no, yeah. It feels a little bit
there.
It feels a little bit cutting, but it's not meant to be mean. It's just like a harsh reality,
right? And it's not an exaggeration at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that the thing that Ben does really well is he has such a warmth and kindness as a person that when he says something that is harsh or is like a bit of a reality check, it doesn't feel like he's being mean just to be mean. And I don't know that that's true of every commentator. Like Ben really has a gift that, you know, he can say something that feels ouch,
it's constructive.
But he says it with kindness, which is how it should be, right? It should be. He still says it like he respects the athletes and what they're doing. And you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Did you
learn so much working with him?
Have standout moments, either of you, from the free dance?
So the way that Dune 1 affects my soul,
okay,
Perfume does that to me.
Okay. All right. Mm. And revamped version?
Oh my God. And I just like, I'm a sucker for like women who know how to move their arms, like their like their feathers.
So specific.
Her body movement is my favorite style of movement.
Loved it.
I fucking love this program.
Okay. May I?
Please.
Okay. I loved Perfume. I personally think that Maddie and Evan look better than they like ever have, but I have a free dance of the night for me.
I wonder if it's the same as mine.
It's Brown v. Brown.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The court case.
V. Brown.
It's Brown v. Brown because they will be going to court for why his sister murdered him.
Yes.
It was I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All sisters
don't apologize
should marry,
for being right.
Mary, all sisters should murder their brothers.
Oh, Mary.
That was a
then
very
murder.
Rough Freudian slip.
Yeah. This free dance
She's not married to her brother. Don't worry.
No,
everybody.
I do think making it a prerequisite that if you're going to skate with your sibling, there
you
has
to
them. Be a murder in the material could be really, that could open some doors for us.
And a character bow.
Yeah.
He was on the ice for like 10 minutes. All,
yeah. And she
they
skated
had to
around,
zam around him.
Like she was proud.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It was one of my favorite moments of the whole U.S. Championships.
I agree. And like as things move around as it does in dance and next quad, if they were to bring that back for next Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, if they did that, it would be cool because it would have been, there would be a little more separation than I feel like most repeat programs have.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's like, oh, I did this last year or I did this 2 seasons ago. If they like took 3 seasons away from it and then brought it back, I think everybody would be like foaming at the mouth to see it again.
Mm-hmm. I want to see it again right now.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's really excellent. And they got the biggest standing ovation of the entire free dance, easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was amazing.
Her sibling.
Caroline Green and Michael Parsons were also great. They do so many really unique things in their free dance that the audience really responded to. There was a lot of like, oh, you know, the whole time they were skating. I feel bad for them. Two Olympics in a row being a first alternate is really tough. And I really respect, they had great material this year and they skated so well at nationals. So I just, I don't know, but I loved their performances.
Me too. I loved them both. I love that free dance. One of my favorite free dances of the whole season out of anyone. They skated really well and they're just in an awful position.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's funny, like not funny, but when we did our sort of emergency Shibitanis are coming back episode back in, I don't know, April. Mm-hmm. When was that? April. I think we felt really sure that somebody was going to get knocked out by them.
Right.
And, you know, because I think we all sat here and it wasn't just the three of us. I mean, basically everybody I knew in skating media, skating fans was like, the Shibitanis aren't going to come back if they're not ready. And if they couldn't
guarantee an Olympic spot for themselves.
Right. That's how it felt. And then, you know, and then obviously as the season went by, you know, we didn't know it at the time, but Maya gets hurt. They don't do any senior Bs. They don't get scored that well at the Grand Prix, which, you know, not forces a new program, but leads them to getting a new rhythm dance, which I don't think was all that successful in terms of sort of being a revamp. I thought the first one was probably better. And and it all culminated in, you know,
the worst free dance I've ever seen them do.
I mean, yeah, and just this like huge mistake by Alex on their signature element. And it just felt like, oh, wow. Like, that is sort of the, I don't know, a representation of how the whole comeback went. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was just an uphill battle for them from the start. And it was already going to be that because of the nature of what they were doing. But they needed so much more to go right to be in the conversation. And that just never ended up happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, there probably was like a level of arrogance in coming back thinking, you know, we can just do this, you know, because we already did it once. And I think, you know, just like not taking stock of how much had changed and how much, you know, work really would need to be done to like be successful. So I don't know if people on TV saw this, but they didn't leave the kiss and cry for a long time after they got their scores. They stayed
almost
there.
3 minutes into Leah and Artem's skate.
Yeah.
I had no idea until we were talking later and you guys were saying that he stayed there for a solid 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it was really bad. It was awful. It was awful to see. It was
the
just
whole
bad.
Team was trying to console him and I don't know. I don't wish that on anyone.
No.
But not a very successful year for comebacks, just in general. Like, it's not just them. Like, Keegan Messing kind of had a similar experience at Canadian Nationals as the Shibitanis had at U.S. Nationals of just low scores and not really being able to make it work and, you know, nowhere near where they needed to be.
Yeah.
Gabby Dailman was pretty close.
Wait,
did you see there was a tweet where someone was like, Gabby Dailman, just trying to like let you know that of all the comebacks, yours, thank you for making yours seem like it was the most serious. Or something.
I mean, she came the closest to getting an Olympic spot. And I mean, had
that
Canada
triple toe was still covering half the ice.
It's a bummer because had Canada had two spots, we might have seen her in Milan.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. So anything else from the dance that you guys want to say?
I thought that Zingas and Kolesnik were fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for them. And I have never seen a family that looks more biologically family than Sam Mindra's family. But
yeah.
Emmy looks just like her mother.
Yeah.
And then she has, what, two sisters that look just like Emmy. Mm-hmm. It is the most, like, copy-paste situation I've ever seen. It's a stunning family.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have had this interaction with her, but I'm obsessed with her. She's, like, one of my favorite skaters right now. Yeah. And so I fangirl around her. And then anytime I, like, comment on her stuff, she's like, oh, my God, fangirling. And I'm like, stop it. You're famous now. You can't be doing this. Because you're so good.
Also, Brady Somerville. I feels like this entire event, I feel like they got, like, hosed for getting that one world's opportunity, and they fell, and they didn't make the free dance. And it feels like, finally, they've been able to, like, break through that, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't, like, what do I know? They felt like punishment scores. And it felt like they worked.
Not here, though.
Yeah. Rest of the season.
They just got crazy low for no reason scores during the Grand Prix, but like they buckled down, they improved their material, and I feel like they've stepped into the next chapter of their career, and I thought they did really well at this US Championships.
Agreed.
It's also nice to see that there's like competitive dance schools emerging or re-emerging,
yes,
if you will.
No, it is
like
nice.
I like that. I think it's good for the sport.
And I told Sarah, I was like, Ian skates like a did I say this during the live show? He skates like a wild animal with like who's taken classic ballet.
Yeah. Which is my favorite kind of wild animal.
The classically trained
The
ones.
Ballerina.
Yeah.
the ballet
skating ones. I am like really bummed for Emily and Ian. They didn't get any assignments. They didn't get Four Continents or Worlds.
What?
Yeah.
Who did Four Continents go to?
They gave Four Continents to the Browns along with Green Parsons, obviously, and then Zingas and Kolesnik are going. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Last minute points.
I think it's points. Yeah, I think it's points. There's no other. I mean, why else would you go? Because the European dance teams can get points this week at Europeans. So I think they're trying to like keep their.
When is it?
European starts tomorrow.
No, sorry. Four Continents.
It's the week of January 21st, something like that. Like
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, China.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's
Christ.
A big trip.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, from Beijing to Milan.
the famous flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do feel really bad for Brady and Somerville for getting just no assignments out of that. That just that sucks. But you know, but I agree with Adam. They are set up to like take off running
this next quad
as soon as like this fall comes around. Mm-hmm. So like, and I can't wait for their their like dominance to emerge. I can feel it.
I mean, we have some great younger teams.
Yes.
Like, you know, them, the Browns, Zingas Kolesnik. Like it's going to be next Nationals will be quite the showdown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not even saying Carrera Panamarenko, obviously, as
right.
well.
Right. I mean, then speaking of, I think you could really feel like in the post free dance interviews that Maddie and Evan are done. I mean, they haven't said that publicly, but I just think, you know, they were really emotional, and it's hard to imagine that they're
Adam
gonna.
Adam was really emotional.
Adam was crying in the kissing
crying at me. It's not my fault. Don't cry at me, and I won't cry with you.
Yeah, Adam was crying in the
sobbing.
Yeah, sobbing in the kissing but, cry, and he's going, "Ew, you guys."
But that was it's so just funny. Like you know, it's like they both don't do that. And they're also poised. And it was like the first time I think I've ever seen like them both crying over their like, I think you could just feel like the release of emotion of like, okay, this is the last time we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. And your teammates.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you're with your teammates who are like wrapping up. It's emotional. Right.
I mean, Evan's yeah. been teammates with everyone since this I will know. Be his
He was
fifth...
teammates with Ben. He, I'm sitting his, up there yeah. thinking it through and I'm like, oh my God, you guys were on the same Olympic
team. Ben. Yes. It's incredible. It's insane. Wild.
No, but what I think is insane is even with this retirement, we're still going to have enough really good teams that someone is still going to get tragically left at home next yep. year. That's yep. how good
yes.
the yeah. skating scene is.
No, you're right. And one more thing I do want to say about the ice dance is that I was, and I haven't gone through everything, but I was starting to go through our Instagram DMs when I got home from St. Louis, and we did have a DM from Ian Somerville that was just a photo of the missing flyer in the bathroom.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Our intended audience.
Hilarious.
And he, did you see that people he was were not the only home? He was not Good. The only one, by the way.
Really?
We had one other DM from a skater. And again, I haven't gone through all of them, so if I'm missing someone's DM, I'm sorry, but we had another DM from Audrey Shin, who posed with the flyer and said, "This is the last thing I saw before my 6-minute warm up."
Sorry,
and
girl.
She said, and I cackled, "Thank you." So,
well, it's a good thing we put them on event level.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, that's where the fireball and vape were famously missing from. So, yeah.
Right. So maybe they would have shown up.
Yeah, so big, big shout out to both of them for sending me those photos because I thought that was so funny.
Oh, wait, and also if you're a skater and listening to this, like a Team USA skater, I'll be specific, at an event that we are covering, don't DM us asking if you can come to the show.
Go into like, through the back.
You guys are always
Yes, you're
welcome.
Always welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find someone from like USFSA and
yeah, no one
will heckle you.
No one yeah. at our show is going to turn you away. And
Never.
And we will try to talk to you in the back row. Yeah.
If yeah. you have a credential, how about this? Yeah. Like if you're not even specific to Team USA, if you have an event credential and you're an athlete.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Come.
Yeah. Agreed.
Could you imagine Always. We're like Valentina Plazas? Did you buy a ticket? Turn around.
Get out.
How'd you get in here? Who let you in?
Excuse me, security? Her. Out.
No, I love it. I love that we have athletes coming to our shows. Yes. It's so fun.
No, yeah. And yeah, feel free anytime.
Literally anytime. Because it makes it so fun for us. I feel like the live shows are just so different than our normal shows is we're just kind of doing
unhinged.
We're just observing what's happening around us and talking about it. So somebody walks in yes. the back, we're like, oh, let's just do a bit with them. Like
yeah.
ready
yeah.
to go. So
we'll get you on air so quick.
So speaking
yeah, and
of
they're about you. So like just come.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking
shit. About
just
you.
Talk.
You might
talk.
As well come and defend yourself. Defend your yeah. honor.
Honor.
Yeah, please. Stand
while
up
we
for yourself.
Sully your family name.
So speaking of Audrey, should we talk pairs?
Mm-hmm.
So Alisa Efimova did not get her citizenship in time. Mm-hmm. And you know, doesn't have it to this point that I know of either. So they were not named to the team. Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea, as we all expected, were named to the team. Mm-hmm. And then they also had to skip over Katie McBeath and Danielle Parkman because Danielle is not a citizen. And so the fourth place team, Emily Chan, Spencer Howe, were named. We obviously on our third live show already talked a little about the scoring in the pairs free skate. For Emily and Spencer and Audrey and Balaj. But I mm-hmm. like at that point, we didn't know who was going to be named to the team. I guess ultimately, probably Emily and Spencer had better, quote unquote, like data or criteria based on because I think they did two Grand Prix, right? And Audrey and Balaj did one.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bummed for Audrey and Balaj.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I get why U.S. Figure Skating chose Emily and Spencer also. You know, yeah. neither team skated. Like we said about Andrew Torgachev. Like, none of these teams skated in an undeniable way where it was like, you have to have them on the team.
Right.
And so that leaves, you know, that leaves U.S. figure skating to in the committee to be able to think about experience levels.
What makes the most sense?
And, you know, like certainly Emily and Spencer are more tested at a global level, having been to the Grand Prix final and been to the World Championships. So, you know, I don't know. It's just Audrey and Balazs, I feel really optimistic about their future in pairs, though.
I do too.
I mean, they're still such a new team. And I think it's just after the short program, we were all really excited for them because they skated so well.
And also Megan. They're my new favorite team now, thanks to Megan.
I know.
Yeah, she brainwashed us.
I need Megan to be like my life coach.
I agree.
You know, like, shout out. She's just, she's driving them in the right direction. So
I trust anyone who travels with that much cash accessible.
That many coins.
Yeah. Those were loonies and toonies popping out without a doubt.
Yeah. She was ready for toll roads.
She was. Yeah. There's a lot of tolls on the way back up. Also, was it pairs that Christine Brennan spoiled?
No, it was Max Naumoff.
Oh, it was Max?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Christine Brennan tweeted right at the beginning of Sunday's selection gala show or Olympic team show. I'm not 100% sure what to call it, but tweeted right at the beginning of the show, breaking Max Naumov, whose parents died in last year's plane crash, has made the Olympic team. I've seen the start list for today and he's on it. And I don't think that won anyone over.
Well, no.
No, because
let people
also
have the surprise.
Let them have 20 minutes of anticipation.
Can he have a moment? Like, right, where, you know, people don't know and haven't seen it. And I don't know. It's just like, I know journalism is so, like, especially like people who are written journalists are in a tough spot because journalism is kind of dead in its old form. And what it really is now is like clicks and engagement and like baiting people into things and whatever. And so I totally get the temptation, but I wish that there could be some judgment when the clickbait is worth it or not. And I don't think it was worth it in that case. So, yeah, but she didn't spoil the pairs, to my knowledge. I thought the selection show was cool. Adam and I went to it. Ashley had already flown out. Adam, what did you think?
Yeah, I told Sarah my first reaction to like sit. We sat down to watch it, and I told Sarah, oh, I hate the exhibition, just because I remember skating in them, being like, I'm exhausted. I am not going to do a good job. I want to take a nap, but I have to pull it together, and I have to not sprain both my ankles. And Sarah was like, "Well, I love the exhibition," and I said,
"It's your favorite."
She said, "It's my favorite," and I said, "Okay." And I have to say that when they announced Torgachev first, and it was this just, I kind of fell in love with the exhibition at that moment because it was amazing the way that they announced the skaters. And I actually really enjoyed hearing the live broadcast in the arena. It just felt like you were watching something real. I think maybe I'm numb to some of the skating stuff of it all, but it made me feel like I was watching like the gymnasts be named to the trials and that excitement. And it just felt very exciting. It felt very big, and it felt like, shit, this is the, like, they're going to the Olympics. And I haven't felt this way about like skating Olympics in probably since Korea, just because of the COVID of it all, of Beijing. Mm-hmm. And so it just feels like we're back.
Right. I mean, in Nashville, which was the pre-Olympic nationals in 2022, like at least two entries who made the Olympic team had COVID and didn't compete. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It sort of took the wind out of, like, because Alexa and Brandon, one of them had COVID, and then Alyssa Liu also, I think, got it. And so they just like weren't there.
No,
and it
Nashville
was
felt like, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, It just felt like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, that was like a bizarre, yeah, it wasn't like a real, it didn't feel real. It felt
it was insane.
I do have a bit of feedback for the show though.
Okay.
Okay.
Cut the tags off the hats before you put them on people's heads. There's like skaters like crying tears of joy, and then they're just like a,
oh yeah, okay,
of a brand new hat tag. Just cut them off. They're keeping the hat.
Right.
You're not returning them.
No, and they're one size fits all. So,
yeah,
that's okay. That's yeah, I'll take that. Love feedback. The show. I thought the loved ones putting jackets. A jacket on was really nice.
Yes, that was super nice.
That was really
it was very
sweet.
Cute to see.
I love that Paulina Edmonds.
Yeah, I was going to say yep. that.
I mean, she's been friends.
Yeah, they grew up
with
together.
Anthony for a lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah, they grew up together. So, cool. So Michelle was actually telling us that she remembered one of Paulina's first nationals as a senior skater, which was obviously like way back. And he was still quite young. He like wasn't senior. And he was like joined at the hip, like following her around at nationals. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And his parents don't typically go to this competition or many of his competitions because they get too nervous to watch. Marina used to go. I remember we would show her on NBC here and there, but his dad never went that I can remember in the last 10 years. And so this year he told us that they just like, they were too nervous. They didn't want to go. And so
that's
they would like
so
find out after.
To have parents that love you that much.
I know. That is so much that so they nice. Just are going to stay home.
Because yeah. it makes them ill yeah. to watch you because they're yeah. so nervous.
I know. But yeah, Paulina putting the jacket on. Igor putting the jacket on Vadim. Because his parents
cute.
Obviously can't be there. Yeah, it was just like, it was really nice just to like have people have moments with their families that Andrea Joyce was like, you can do that later. I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
like
that
we're
US
on a schedule.
Yeah. I like that US figure skating made these like figure skating Olympic jackets for them too. It was very, it was really, it really well done.
Yeah.
Also, I love the fact that it was just the Olympic team because like, when you have to skate in this, I was given permission to leave after the last one because Mia Corsini, shout out to our girl.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mia.
Was running the show and was like, you don't have to do this. Go
yeah.
home. And I was like, I don't, thank you. Because it ends up being kind of like trauma porny because it's like, okay, let's watch this one really sad skater dance her last dance. Like it's not.
No,
fun.
It's not
so,
nice.
This is the best case scenario for all these athletes to just like,
yeah,
be celebrated without any like sadness.
Yeah, I think there's like on one hand, you could say, oh, it'd be nice for someone like Alisa and Misha who won a national title to be celebrated. But I do think like, you know, and you go into, and I haven't been there, but like you guys going into the minds of an athlete who did not make an Olympic team, and that's kind of the whole point.
Right.
You probably don't really want to go out and do, you know, some gala.
It's not even you don't want to go out and do it. It's like you don't want to be like, okay, I did it. And then like, okay, everyone in the show, let's get together except for you to take a picture.
Yeah. Olympic
yeah,
team.
Yeah, you have to get off the ice and you hear the music and you have to wait for the shuttles with everyone else getting back on the shuttle being like, that was the most amazing experience of my life.
We did it. Like it's just you don't.
I have so many like horrible memories of that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And it's nobody was trying to make, you know, at least for me, nobody was trying to make me feel bad in that situation.
Absolutely
it's just like
not. You're like,
they're
no,
celebrating
the best moment of my life.
Yes.
It's the best and the worst. So I am happy they did it that way. I liked it. It feels weird that Nationals is already over. It's like been on the horizon for so long, and now to be on the other side of it makes me kind of like sick to my stomach because it means we are all going to be working.
I know,
like crazy,
full speed just ahead. Full speed ahead. Do you guys have, you know, there was a rumor that went around that the team event assignments were going to be released this week, which that is not true. And
I don't know why they wouldn't
do
think
that. Yeah, because strategically that doesn't make sense.
No.
Do you guys have, though, any early thoughts on the way that, given who made the team, the way that the team event strategically should be split up or not split up? they're not required to split any disciplines, by the way, but they can split up to two of them.
I have a prediction.
I think it depends. I think it depends on what's happening with Ilya. Whatever is happening with Ilya, I think that's going to depend a lot on the men's portion.
Can I give my prediction?
Sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, no. I think, I'm Ashley, you're right.
I think,
Adam,
yes.
Tell us your prediction.
My prediction is men, Ilya, no split up.
Mm.
The women is Amber for short, Alyssa for the free skate.
Mm-hmm.
The pairs will be Cam and O'Shea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the dance, I think it's going to be Chalk and Bates. I think they're only going to split
up. So you think they'll only split women?
I think it's their best shot at gold.
I agree with you. I do think in particular with the men, like, Ilya doing both programs is their best shot at gold.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And I think, you know, that's not to take away from one of the other guys, but it's like they, you know, have, like we said, the like level of having been tested or not, and like the sureness that someone like Ilya can give you, even with, mm-hmm. you know, I would have Ilya do, we didn't even really talk about this, but Ilya did a watered down version of his free skate on Saturday night. You know, he did several triples where he normally would have quads. And he could do that and in the team event as sort of a, like, yes. warm-up, get your feet under you. And it's funny because it'll be a warm-up for him, and he can win the segment that way for the team. So, like, that's what I would probably be advocating for if I was U.S. figure skating is, you know, what can we do to make this work for you and your training schedule so that you can do both segments? I don't know. I don't know what to think about Maddie and Evan and if they would want to do both segments or not. I know that the Maddie and Evan and the Maddie and Zach of it all were a bit, you know, I don't want to say traumatized, but certainly like never forgot the year that it was not split up with them. And in 2018 by the Shibatanis, and, you know, they had made a pact before 2022 that they would split it with each other. Now, does that philosophy change now for Maddie and Evan, you know, or do they still feel like we don't want to be the ones to do that to another team?
Mm-hmm.
But it is a different situation. I completely. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, because
it'd be interesting. Go ahead.
I don't mean to be talking over you both. But I think with this, I think with them, it's like the Shibutanis, Hubble Donahue and Chalkham Bates were all so close. And also the gap between the teams that they were competing against was big. And the three of those teams were either going to be first or second in that segment. Like, is it correct? Right. It was just the Canadians who were in 2018. That's not the case in this situation, because you have the Georgians and you have the Italians and you'll have Lepreva Brousseau for the French. Like, there are other teams that are in the mix that could, like, that could possibly place ahead of Zingis Kolesnik, and which is why I'm like, this is reminding me more of the 2018 winning team of the Canadians. Easily could have switched out Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poge, and they didn't even take that chance.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that the pairs, especially when, you know, your most consistent pair could not go to the Olympics because of citizenship, they're, you know, going to have to, you know, God willing or universe willing, whatever you believe in, like, that Ellie and Danny will have two great skates in the team event. But I think you have to assume that there will be several teams ahead of them potentially. Yeah. And so how do we like combat that in the other disciplines to make sure that we're making up for that in other ways, especially against Japan, who's going to be really strong in pairs, who's going to be really strong in men and women, you know, is like the U.S. can be really strong in men, women in dance, and Japan can be really strong in men, women in pairs. So it's going to be really close if they do the scenario Adam's talking about.
I do think, though, that there is something to be said about the information that can be gathered with Zingas and Klesnik going and competing at four continents. Even though they're not necessarily competing against any of those top teams, they still are going to go out and get a score that's going to give you information about mm-hmm. where they're being seen on an international stage. Mm-hmm. And for Maddie and Evan, well, yes, you're right. Like, they're the best shot by far. At the same time, they're athletes that need to be mindful of how they're going to feel going into the event where they have an opportunity to compete for gold.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's just like, what aligns with their values, what's important to them, and what are Zingas and Klesnik going to do at Four Continents?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, the thing they have going for them is, like, Zingas and Klesnik made the Grand Prix final. So that's going to put them in a different echelon than a lot of teams. Like, you mm-hmm. know, the other teams in the Grand Prix final, I think, I don't know, I guess we don't know who's going to do the team event for France, but... You know, Guillaume, when he was paired with Gabby, did not do the team event. So Laprive and Brousseau may be doing that. And Zingas and Klesnik already beat them at one event this year. Allison Reed and Amber Levichus are not going to be in the team event for Lithuania. Lila and Lewis are not going to be in it for Great Britain. So the ones you want to worry about are Canada with Piper and Paul. Potentially Italy, you know, so mm-hmm.
yeah,
maybe they, you know, who knows, they could end up second behind Canada in a situation where they take over for Maddie and Evan in one of the segments.
Yeah. This is not connected at all, but there is an incredible video going around right now of, like, a Scottish guy acting like a commentator on Lila and Lewis's free dance.
Okay.
And there are two spots where you can hear him cracking open a beer in the background. It is, like, absolutely unhinged. Like, he knows nothing about skating and the things he's calling them. It's fucking hilarious.
Wow, I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it.
It's on
it
my
either.
Story today, so go check it out. It's
oh, okay.
When you mentioned Lila and Lewis, that's why I smiled, because I was thinking
okay,
about
I was
how much
wondering
it made me
if
laugh.
You were if I was saying something like dumb or something, and I was like, oh
no.
Boy. No.
No,
okay.
I was just like thinking back to when I saw this for the first time.
You're making her reminisce.
Back, if only you could yeah. go back to the first time. Oh, lastly, I guess, do you, any thoughts on the only thing I really, I guess, want to talk about from Canadian nationals is Deanna and Max. Steven Gogolev got the men's spot. I don't think that's super surprising. No. Maddie Skeezus did have to come from behind after the short program, but got the women's spot, which also doesn't feel super surprising that it's her. The dance teams are Piper and Paul, Marjorie and Zach, and Laurio Lega, who used to skate for France. And so, but the pair teams, Stellato and Deschamps, got third in the free skate and second overall. And this is a team that probably, you know, really wants to be on the Olympic podium, not winning their national championships. I don't know how much that really... It would be different, I guess, in dance. What do you guys think?
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah. Listen, Ashley Wagner was third at nationals before she got a silver medal at Worlds. Sarah yeah. Hughes was third at nationals before she won an Olympic title. Mm-hmm. It's either like the sign of things not going well, or it's the last kick in the ass before you're like, fuck this, pull it together and get to Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Let's get this.
Get to Milan.
Let's get Deanna to Salt Lake City.
And
that's what it is. Like in single skating, like the only goal she had to achieve at this Canadians was that at the end of the day, she had a press release that had her name on it that said she was on the Canadian Olympic team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think pairs is, like I said, it's singles too, like to your point, Adam. It's so different because, well, if you just land the stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Scores will change. Very quickly, very drastically.
And by the time, like, it's nobody's going to go, oh, they're the number two team in Canada. Like, what's going on now? Like, they're still going in with the pedigree that they had. They got there. They are former world champions. They've had success this season, albeit they've struggled as well. But an amazing skate at their national championships would have been like, wow, they look amazing. Maybe we'd be like a little bit more on the radar. But now they're just kind of going in the same place that they would have gone in before. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have not gained any momentum with this, but they haven't lost any.
I think it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other. Like, I don't have any feelings about it other than kind of what you were saying, Adam, of like, it can absolutely be a sign of times to come, or it's like the ass kicking that you need before. And the way that their season has gone so far, not that it's been like bad, but it hasn't been like
great,
super consistent. This is like, okay, it's time to lock in. Let's figure this out, because I don't want to feel like this on Olympic ice. I think it's a great thing for them.
Yeah.
It's either like lock in or like, let's relax finally. I think she might be more relaxed than locked.
I'm sure she's locked.
I think her knees might be locked.
This is a new game we're calling Lock or Lax.
Yeah.
Oh, I like.
Did you both see the new Oscar de la Renta dresses that Deanna debuted? Thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prayers?
They're beautiful. I didn't get a good look at them. Ashley seems like she's...
Here's the thing. Not that Lisa McKinnon is Oscar de la Renta, but like, she kind of is.
In skating,
in the figure skating world.
Yeah.
And I don't love when designers... that's not true, because I love Vera Wang's costumes.
But, you know, Vera has a sensibility of, like, she used to skate. She knows exactly what's going to move well. And sometimes
that's
a designer is going to choose a material that...
is for a ball gown.
You have to cheat a little bit with the skating costume.
Yeah.
Even Vera Wang knows, like, let's use chiffon and tie it up real nice.
Yeah. No, I think it's so cool. Period. Like, regardless of how I feel about it, like, who cares what I think about it? I think it's so cool that she has these dresses. Hard stop.
Yeah. I think it's cool to have like a new designer who's never made figure skating dresses be like doing it, because like, why not? That's cool.
That's fabulous.
But you're definitely going to have some like maybe some like hiccups with like them not really fully understanding everything about material and whatever, but I thought, you know, she looked great, and so, you know, that's all that
amazing.
That's the point. That's,
you know,
the
see
point.
My only main complaint, other than like the fabric, I just don't like a cap sleeve.
That's what I'm looking at. I don't like the cap sleeves, and I wish Oscar would have taken that into consideration when making this dress.
Can someone call Oscar? Can someone call?
Okay, can we get Oscar on the pod?
Our next guest we introduce at a live show in
is Oscar
Middle America.
Oscar De La Renta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anything else anyone really wants to talk about? I think we're a little talked out for the week.
What are we going to talk about next week or the week after?
Europeans are starting tomorrow.
Oh, and then four continents. No, we're good.
Yeah, when we got to preview the Olympic Games at some point too.
Yeah,
figure out how we're going to like keep this going through Olympics.
Yes.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, we have big European championships coming up. Are we going to draft? Are we drafting?
Winter four continents. Can we maybe
like
stick to the
two
only
weeks,
the ones?
I think.
Like,
you like still made me draft at nationals.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, pool. Maybe pool.
Oh, I didn't make you.
Who won?
I actually don't know who won.
I didn't do our draft yet. I need to like do the results of that.
Yeah, we don't even know who won last week. So
did we draft for nationals?
Yes. See, this.
Oh, we did. That's right.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Because everyone was asking me not to curse them.
Yeah,
idiot.
No, yeah. We did draft for nationals.
Yeah,
that feels like 10 years ago.
People were asking not to curse them in the draft in the kiss and cry at nationals.
Yeah. Yeah. That was us breaking the fourth wall. Okay. Well, everyone, enjoy Europeans. I know that we will. Yeah. We'll see you next week.
We'll be back.
We will be back.
We'll be back.
Threat.
Yeah.
Threat. Open threat. love you all.
Yeah. And thank you so much to everyone who came to our shows last week.
Yes.
Thank you to Megan Duhamel and Maddie Hubble and Amber Glenn, who were amazing guests. Like, we had so much fun. I feel like some of the muted energy you're probably sensing from all three of us today is because we had too much fun at the live shows. So thank you to everyone who made that so much fun for us, yes. and to our guests who made it so much more fun for the audience, and for us too.
I'm so mentally and physically exhausted from nationals that, that's all I've got to say.
You're at a loss.
I know.
For words.
Yeah.
No, I'm in charge of Learn to Skate for my rink, and I came back and it starts this week, and I'm so close to quitting. I'm not. Don't worry.
People shouldn't learn to skate.
I'm going
to
see it through to the end, but oh my God.
Yeah. Ashley comes home from national. She's like, no, this isn't worth it. You don't need to learn this.
It's not. Don't do it.
Learn something else.
Yeah, I'm like, soccer sounds good. I think there's indoor going on right now. You can sign up.
Yeah, soccer sounds so good, doesn't it? So anyway, see you all next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.